He was too far away to hear distinct words, but close enough to hear their voices. His father was held in the grip of two massive warriors, and the commander was facing him with his sword drawn. Leonard reasoned that there must be some connection between his father's previous life and this man that commanded these dark warriors. If that was so, he knew that his father's life was in serious jeopardy. Leonard felt completely helpless, and yet he knew he must do something. As he desperately tried to think of a course of action, he witnessed the unthinkable. The commander of the warriors plunged his sword into Peyton's torso. It was too much for Leonard to bear in silence or in rational thought. He started to rise up and scream, but immediately a large hand covered his mouth as a heavily muscled arm pressed him face down to the ground. Only a muffled scream of anger and fear escaped through the powerful fingers that entrapped his lips. Leonard struggled, but the weight of another body pressed him hard to the ground. A deep whisper entered his ear.
"You will only be killed as well."
Leonard instantly recognized the accent that belonged to only one man, Gabrick. He quit his struggle against Gabrick and panicked at facing the reality that his father might be dead. Gabrick slowly released his grip on Leonard and turned him over on his back.
"You must stay in control, Leonard," Gabrick said sternly. "Your father would expect nothing less."
"We must do something," Leonard said earnestly, as he fought back rage and tears at the same time.
"Even if I had a dozen of my best men, it would be suicide to take on Lucius under these conditions," Gabrick said, with as much pain in his voice as Leonard felt in his own heart.
"The Dark Knight," whispered Leonard. The mere sound of those words passing his own lips struck fear into his bosom. He had been face to face with the arch-enemy of the king and hadn't even known it. Gabrick crawled slowly to the ridge on his elbows and knees to reconnoiter the situation. Leonard remained motionless on his back and tried to make sense out of the bizarre events that were unfolding before his eyes. Gabrick retreated to Leonard's position. He placed a clenched fist to his lips and momentarily became lost deep in thought. Leonard became acutely aware that Gabrick was much more than a town blacksmith. He rose into a low sitting position and stared at Gabrick. Knowing his father was dead or dying and that there was nothing he could do was more than agonizing for Leonard.
"Gabrick," he said softly, "what do we do?"
"We have no choice but to remain unseen until they leave," replied Gabrick.
"When I left the farm this morning, there was a little girl with my father, and I haven't seen her yet. Have you?" asked Leonard. Gabrick turned from his thoughts and looked at Leonard.
"No, I have not," said Gabrick. "We must hope she is hidden away someplace."
"We have a cellar beneath the kitchen floorboards," said Leonard. "Maybe my father had enough time to hide her there."
"Maybe," said Gabrick softly. "Maybe."
Leonard closed his eyes, but the image...